Vocabulary with Comments, List 28, Deponent Verbs. Now, right off the bat, you will notice that we already looked at these just one lesson ago, because these deponents are also second aorists, at least some of them, most notably erchomai. Now, notice that these deponents all end in amai, not in o. That would be a regular verb, but these are deponents, meaning they use that middle passive ending, even though the meaning is active. So erchomai means I come, not I am come or something like that. So erchomai means I come. And then we've seen this before as well, but notice we're just tacking on those prepositions indicating the direction of motion. Erchomai, again, just is about movement. So ap erchomai, apa erchomai, means I depart, or eis erchomai, I go into, ex erchomai, I go out, pros erchomai, I come to. So if you know the meaning of those prepositions, you know the meaning of all five of those words. Apokrinomai means I answer. Genomai means I am or become. And remember that had the second aorist, agenomain. But we're not worried about that now. We're just looking at the present tense and noticing that it is deponent. Genomai means I am or become. Dunamai means I am able or powerful. And that one's easy because of dynamite, right? Dunamite is powerful. It gets the job done. Dunamai means I am able or powerful. Prosyuchamai means I pray. Prosyuchamai means I pray. And just one last note. Remember erchomai? Do you remember the second aorist? It's important to remember aelphon. Remember that, okay? So erchomai, ap erchomai, es erchomai, those are all presents. If you want to put them in past, you would say aelphon, ap aelphon, es aelphon, etc. But the deponent is only in the present tense stem. Notice that in the aorist tense stem, it's not deponent. And I realize that's a little confusing, but verbs can be this way. They can behave in a deponent way on one tense stem, but not on another. It's not as terrifying as it sounds, but just be aware that that's the case.